What's this? Yes?
A rose.
It's a rose. It's a flower. Yes?
It's a rose that you picked from the garden of a flower.
That's exactly right. It's a beautiful flower. Perhaps some of you have flowers inside your home. Perhaps you have some around your home. There are beautiful flowers around the church and the school here. You'll see some flowers on the chancel. It's so wonderful to see what the Lord has created. It's what artist could capture the beauty that the Lord has put into all things of the world. And this flower is here because I want to talk to you about something. Now, you can see this with your eyes, correct? You see the colors. What are the colors? Yes, what colors do you see? Yes, there's a purple, a light kind of purple, and there's green, yes? Yeah. And when we look closely, we can see even more things that maybe we did not see at first. We see the colors, we see the shapes, we see how the leaves have little ridges on them. And you know that if you rubbed your hand on the stalk of a rose, we might feel a thorn, right? Because roses have thorns to protect them. So this is to show something about what the Lord has made. Everything the Lord has made is something beautiful like this rose. Each one of you, the Lord has made, and you are beautiful. And the unique thing about the Lord's creation is that everything the Lord made has something good that we can say about it, and something true. Because good and truth are something that the Lord has placed everywhere in creation. There's nothing the Lord has made that doesn't have goodness and truth. Now, when we look at this flower, we see it with our eyes, and that we see the truth of it, the shape, the form, the things we can describe from the sight, from the viewing of it. But there's more than just what we see. When we see a beautiful flower, when we see a beautiful sunrise or anything the Lord has made, don't we have a feeling as well as a sight? Don't we feel like some little bit of delight, a little bit of pleasure when we see flowers, when we see birds flying, when we see the hills and the green coming out in the countryside as we go from early spring to late spring, finally into summer. And that feeling we have is the goodness that is part of it. It's built in. We might not see that there's goodness in this flower, but we can feel it. We can respond with love. So that's how the Lord has made everything. Now we're going to read a story from the Lord's Word. And like every story in the Word, there's something true about it, and there's something good. The truth is the things that we can see with our mind's eye. We can understand what's going on, but there's a goodness there too, and the goodness is what affects us. We feel some emotion, and that is from the love or the goodness that is there. Now, we're reading about the story of Joseph, and the brothers of Joseph have come down a second time to get food, and they purchase food with the silver they have. And then they are sent on their way home. But this time, you know, they had Benjamin, their brother, with them. But something happens. They thought they were just going to return home to their father with all the brothers and Benjamin. But something happens. So, Joseph, remember, they didn't know or recognize Joseph, their own brother. And Joseph commanded him, who was over his house, saying, fill the men's bags with food, as much as they can carry, and put everyone's silver in his bag's mouth. A second time, they're returning the silver that they had brought down to buy food. And put my cup, the silver cup, in the bag's mouth of the youngest. Who's the youngest? Yes. Benjamin is the youngest. And his grain silver. And he did according to the word of Joseph that he had spoken. The morning grew light, and the men were sent away, they and their asses. They were gone out of the city, not yet far off. And Joseph said unto him who was over his house, up, follow after the men. And when you overtake them, say unto them, why do you return evil for good? Is not this it in which my Lord drinketh, and which divining he divineth? Ye have done evil in so doing. For you see, the man's cup, the ruler's cup, is missing, his silver cup. And perhaps these men have stolen it. Where was the cup? It was in someone's sack. Yes? In the youngest sack. And the servant overtook them, and he spake unto them these words, and they said unto him, wherefore speaketh my word according to these words? They didn't understand. How could this be? Far be it from thy servants to do according to this word. You see, they didn't see how they could have stolen anything. Behold, the silver which we found in our bag's mouth, we brought back to thee out of the land of Canaan. And how should we steal out of thy Lord's house silver or gold? With whomever of thy servants it be found, let him die, and we also will be to my Lord for servants. Do you realize what they're just saying? If what they said was going to happen, what would happen to Benjamin? Yes. Yes. So, and the servant said, now also according to your word, so shall it be. He with whom it shall be found shall be to me a servant, and you shall be blameless. And they hastened and made every one his bag come down to the earth, and opened every man his bag, and he searched. He began at the eldest and left off at the youngest, and the cup was found in Benjamin's bag. Do you think this would have been upsetting? This would have been so upsetting. Nothing could be more upsetting or devastating than for Benjamin to have this silver cup found in his sack. And they rent their garments and laded up everyone his ass and returned to the city. And Judah and his brethren entered Joseph's house, and he was yet there, and they fell before him to the earth. They bowed down to Joseph. And Joseph said to them, what deed is this that ye have done? Know ye not that such a man as I, divining, divineth? Don't you know that I can see things even into the future? And Judah said, the brother who stood up to defend Benjamin. Judah said, what shall we do to say to my Lord? What shall we speak, and how shall we be justified? God hath found out the iniquity of thy servants. Behold, we are servants to my Lord, both we and also the one in whose cup, in whose hand the cup was found. So what is the truth of this story? It's all the details, yes? Yes? And wasn't this cup found in Benjamin's sack? All the parts of the story? Well, one part of the story is especially interesting, because Judah said, our God has found out the sin of your servants. He was acknowledging their sin. There's great truth in what that man said, because the brothers had sinned. Did they steal the cup of Joseph?
No.
They didn't steal the cup, but they did something that was even worse. Yes? They tried to kill Joseph. They stole Joseph away from his father. They had done great wickedness. And all this time, that must have been on their conscience, but only until now, when they were in this terrible situation, did they finally realize that the Lord knows the sin that we have done.
What was Benjamin?
Well, Benjamin was there with the brothers.